And are you refreshed?
Yes.
Now what?
Thank you, Abraham. So this morning, I've noticed that when I talk about myself and my higher self, and when I'm doing it now, I hold my hand at my belly firmly when I'm talking about my higher self and what I'm feeling like I'm going down the river doing. And I want to know what that is here.
Are you feeling that you're moving downstream when you do it?
Oh yeah, yes. And it's when I'm speaking of my higher self.
Well, when you are in alignment with who you are, you feel invincible. So it may be your demonstration of invincibility or certainty or confidence or clarity. In other words, those are kinds of gestures.
You said to one of the speakers or questioners today, you said your inner guidance system in your tummy.
Well, your solar plexus are where you recognize your emotional center is. In other words, most emotions, that's where you feel them. So it could be that you're indicating that as well.
Okay. I've also noticed that there are times when this section hurts, right where kind of the sternum meets. And I'm curious if that's kind of the blocking off of the emotions or the blocking off of the inner guidance.
Well, we are not really very fond of the word blockage because it can't be blocked, but it could indicate resistance. And it would be logical that it would show up there.
Okay.
Your solar plexus are sort of the center of your being. And there are many who have written many books about energy chakras and energy alignment. And all of it can be of value. But we think it is simpler to just recognize, you know, when your heart sings, you say, my heart is singing. Well, you're not really feeling it in your heart. It's sort of a feeling of euphoria, and it has to do with the way you're breathing, the way you're standing. It has to do with your alignment of energies, you see. And so just pay attention to the way you feel. A lot of people don't feel much of anything there. Energy has to move pretty good before you really feel it there. In other words, you take my breath away, you say. In other words, when something really reaches you, you often feel it there. And when you are bothered by something, you often double over there. It's just a very good indicator of the relationship between you and you. Mm. Something more?
I want to understand the space that we create for someone else to be in.
For example,